Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, and we're on Wednesday midweek Bible study. Today is February the 9th. Oh, my God. This month has come and is passing quickly. The second month of 2022. We are praising God. We are thanking Him for His faithfulness. He won't leave us. He won't forsake us. He's the God who loves us, who cares about us, who knows everything that's going on with us. So we come to say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. Father, we adore you. We bless you. We honor you. You are the King of glory. Oh, God, we can't do without you. We are worshiping. We come to worship you. We come to praise you. We come to say hallelujah to the Most High God in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you more today than we did yesterday. We need you more and more every day. Oh, God, we thank you that you are the guarantee that we need. Lord, people guarantee their product, but you guarantee that you will never leave us, never forsake us. Your guarantee is 100%, and we are counting on you. We know you won't leave us. We know you won't forsake us, because you are not human. You do not lie. You are truth, and we appreciate you, Father God. So, Father, we just come to honor your presence today. We thank you that you are our God, even unto death. We thank you that even if we make our bed in hell, you'll be there too. You still will never leave us. You won't forsake us. You are faithful. You are loyal. You are the King of kings. We bow down and we worship you. We come to praise you. We come to say hallelujah to the Most High God. We come to say hallelujah to the King of kings. We come to say hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God. Oh, Father God, remove an anxious spirit from us where we're so anxious and worried, wearied. Oh, yeah, life. About life. Oh, God, we cast all these cares upon you. You said, why are you cast down, oh, my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. And so, Father, today we are thanking you that we could call on your name. Lord, we can't call on a false God anytime, but we could call on you, the true and living God, any time of the day, any time of the night. You never shut your doors. You don't have office hours. You don't sleep. You're always available. And we say, thank you, Lord God. Oh, yeah, you're not the CEO of a business. You love us. You are our God, our Lord, our Savior, our King. Truly, there's no God that can compare to how great you are, how mighty you are, how holy you are. You are righteous King. You are faithful Father. There's nobody that can compare to how great you are. You're the one, the only God who made the heavens, the earth. You're the only God who loves us so much, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, we just praise you today, Lord God. We honor you today. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you that you are so wonderful. Wonderful. My God is so wonderful. You're a counselor. You're a prince of peace. There's none that can compare to how great you are. You're the one who blew your breath in our bodies. You're the one who formed and shaped us in our mother's belly. You're the one that have great plans for our lives. You're the one that we can count on. You're the one that we could call on morning, noon, and night. We can't call on the dead God, but we can call on the true and living God. You are faithful. You are loyal. You are the King of kings. You are the mighty God. You are the almighty Father. No God is great like you. No God is holy like you. We can count on you. We can count on you. Oh, God, human beings, we're human. And we make mistakes, we forget, but you never forget us. You will never leave us. We can count on you. You are a dependable God. And we say hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. that you order the steps of a good person. Every day you order our steps. Oh, Lord, when we wake up in the morning, oh, God, we know that it's you who woke us up. No alarm clock, but it's you, a faithful friend, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. You're the Almighty God who wakes us up every morning without failure, Lord God. And, Lord, you have told us in your word there's a season for everything. There's a season for life, a season for death. There's a season for everything under heaven. And we trust in you, Lord God. Order our steps daily, Lord, in the name of Jesus. How to order the steps of a good person. All we got to do is keep our eyes fixed on him. Yeah, where he leads us, we will follow. We got to follow the Most High God. We got to follow his lead. We don't know which way to go. The virus is out there, germs out there, diseases out there. But because we are following him, he's ordering our steps. We're listening to his voice. He is leading us in a plain path. Oh, yeah, he's making sure we're avoiding viruses, germs, diseases. Don't you know there's so many germs, so many diseases out there? We could have caught, we could catch, but because we're covered with the blood, we're covered in his blood. He's awesome now. He's a mighty God. You know his name. You know his name, Jehovah. And I tell you what, he is so faithful to us. You know Jehovah Rapha. Yeah, he's that healer that we need, Jehovah. He is Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God, Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. He's everything that we need. He has many names. Yes, but he's the one true and living God. He is faithful. So today, as we continually give him exuberant praise, yeah, we got to shout praise. Hallelujah. To the Most High God. So we are thanking him today that he's a faithful friend. He don't leave you. No, you're not alone. You may feel alone, but it's a deception. You are not alone. He's right there with you all the time, 24/7. When you're sleeping, he's watching over you. When you're awake, he's watching over you. No matter where you go, he's watching over you. He looks out for you. And he cares about you. God is concerned about what concerns you. Yeah, I'm talking to you, you and you. God is so concerned about what concerns his children. What you're concerned about concerns him. He is the one true and living God. He knows our name. He knows our location. There's nothing that he doesn't know. So today we have a mighty woman of God on with us. From Jackson, Mississippi. We thank God for her. Our other sister today had an appointment, so we'll continually pray for her. But we have in the house, Jackson, Mississippi, a song of praise. Good afternoon, Sister Laney. How you doing?
I'm fine, Sister G. How you doing? And all these other sisters and brothers on the line. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. If it had not been
for the Lord on my side. Tell me where would I be? Where would I be if it had not, if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me where would I be? Then he rocked me in the cradle of his arms. When he knew I had been battered by the storm. If it had not, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? You know he kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. Then he rocked me in the cradle of his arms. When he knew I had been battered by the storm. Oh, if it had not, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where. Oh, somebody tell me where. I believe I stay with the Lord. Because he's the one who set me free. Because he's the one who tells me who I be. Oh, with the Lord I'm free. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, we can't make it without him. He is the mighty God, the almighty King, the Lord of lords, the one who takes care of us. Thank God he's on our side. The devil will try to do this, that, and the other, but because he's on our side, he can't do nothing. So, yeah, his hands are tied. Hallelujah. We thank God for that beautiful song. Sister Lane, tell us where we would be if it had not been for the Lord on our side. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, we have a mighty man of God on with us today, Brother Brian. I'm going to ask him to pray a prayer of thanks to God for all he's done for us.
Hey, good evening. Good afternoon, Sister G. Good afternoon, everyone. All right, let's get started. Everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's do it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you are. We thank you for being our God, for being our Father, for being our protector, our provider, in any and everything that you are, God, because the Bible says that you are the great I Am. That means that you are everything that we could ever imagine and beyond things that we can, God. And we thank you for all of these things. We thank you for comforting us during times of hurt, harm, and pain. We thank you for healing us in times of distress and for hearing us, God, for hearing our cries, for hearing our prayers, and for answering them expediently, God. We thank you for covering us under your wings. We thank you for giving us comfort in all of our troubles, God, for being close to the brokenhearted and binding up their wounds. We thank you for just being God more than anything. We thank you for being everything to us, God. We love you and we appreciate you, God, and we just want to take the time to express that love and that gratitude, God. If we had 1,000 sons, we could never give you enough thanks, God, because you are truly worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, God. And if we don't praise you, God, what can you do to even get the rocks to praise your name? And we thank you for all that you've done, and we thank you for all the things that you continue to do in all of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you so much, Brother Bryant, for that awesome talk for prayer. We thank God for each of you all being on today. It is, oh my God, the 9th of February. Isn't he great? He's an amazing father, and he's our best friend. I don't know if you know it, but I don't have no friend like him. He's my best friend. He go with me wherever I go, if I, you know, whatever. Oh, my God, I got to keep my eyes fixed on him. I don't want my eyes to go in the wrong direction. I don't want to look to the left and the right. I want to keep my eyes straight ahead on him. I don't want to sink, you know, in the water like, you know, the that apostle that, you know, Thomas. He said, Jesus, bid me come to you. And Jesus did, but he took his eyes off of it. And he started to sink. No. We got to keep our eyes on the Lord. So today, our message title is, Are You Interceding for a Stiff-Necked, a Stubborn Generation? Are you crying out for the people like Moses did? Moses cried out to God for the people. He interceded on behalf of the Israelites. He went to God and pleaded on their behalf. God said to Moses in Exodus 32:9, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, Moses. I'm angry, very angry, against the Israelites, and I'm going to consume them, completely destroy them, and I will make you, Moses, a great nation. And Moses besought. He begged and pleaded with God. Turn away your fierce anger, God, and do not kill these people. Do not kill them from the face of the earth. Repent. Now you hear Moses? He said, repent, God. Repent of this evil against your people, Lord. He talked to God like that. He had it going on with God like that. He had a relationship with God where he could tell God, you repent, God. Don't you kill these people. Lord God Almighty, do you remember Abraham, Moses said? Do you remember Isaac? Do you remember Israel? Your servant whom you swore by your own self, and you said to them, I will multiply your seed, your children, as the stars of the heaven, and give them, and give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented. Do you hear that? Do you have a relationship like that with God? Where you can say, Father, oh no, I come interceding for these people. Don't kill my children, don't kill my neighbors, don't kill, you know, the young people. I know they stubborn, I know they rebellious, but don't kill them. Give them another chance. And so the Lord repented of that which he thought to do unto the people. Why did he repent? Because Moses reminded him of his words, his promises he had made to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And God honored his words. Because Moses interceded on behalf of the Israelites. God softened his heart and changed. He repented and did not kill them. Now, isn't that something? Yeah. Have you reminded God lately of the promises he made to you concerning your children, concerning your family, concerning things he promised you specifically? Your healing, family healing. Now, you know, we got to remind God of those things that we've been waiting for years. We got to remind God. So I'm going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you pleading the cause, our cause, the cause of the stubborn generation. Lord, we include it. Sometimes we stubborn and rebellious, and we don't want to hear. We don't want to do what you say. We want to do it our way. We want to follow a false God. whether the false god is the cell phone, the Facebook, the iPad, whatever the false god is, we sometimes slip off the path and don't follow you. So, Father, we're praying today. If there's any stiffness in us, remove it, oh God. In our families, remove it, Father God. Let them hear the word of the Lord. Oh God, we cry out for them. We cry out for the promises you made to us concerning our family. You promised that if we would obey you, that you would not kill our children. You, oh God, you are faithful. We want you to hear our cry as we intercede on behalf, Lord God. We come interceding. We ask you to forgive us. Forgive our family members, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, forgive them for everything they do, done against you. Forgive a stiff generation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, forgive their rebellion. We come pleading their cause, pleading our cause before you, Lord God. Remember your word. Remember the promises you made to us, your children, the promises you made to us concerning our family. Oh, God, we're asking you to honor your word. We're crying out to you. Oh, God, do not kill this corrupt generation. I know they murdering, they sexing up, they stealing, they robbing, they causing riots, they shooting each other down. But we come on behalf of them pleading for their cause. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, don't kill them. Give them a chance to hear about you. Let us get out and even if we have to say, stand in the street corners and say, dude, Jesus is Lord. He's King. Let's stop the violence. Let's stop the crime. Let our young people not say, will I be next? But let them say, I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. And I'm giving my life to him now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we cry out concerning a stiff-necked, perverse generation. We ask you to have mercy. Give them more time. Give them more time in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you praise for the time that you're going to give them to come to you to get rid of. Soften their hearts. Give them a heart of flesh that they might soften. Their hearts might be softened towards you. That they won't be angry with you. They won't be angry with their parents, their grandparents. They won't be angry with themselves. They won't take their lives, oh God. We cry out for a stubborn, a stiff-necked generation, oh God. Have mercy. Remember the promises you made. Oh God, keep your promises, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing for this generation, oh God. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are faithful. You created them. Don't kill them. Don't kill us. Give us abundant life in Jesus' name. So here's what we should pay attention to. Here's what we should pay attention to. I'm going to say it again. Here's what we should pay attention to. Do not allow anyone to corrupt you. Aaron helped corrupt the Israelites, having them to do what God told them not to do. He told them, bring your earrings. Bring your jewelry. We're going to make they made a graven image. That upset God. He said, he already told them, have no other gods before you. I'm the only God. I'm the true God. So, you know, they committed idolatry. They were worshiping idol gods. They needed something they could touch. But God is a spirit. But we got to remember and pay attention. We got to remind ourselves that there is only one true and living God. And we got to worship him in spirit and in truth. After Moses interceded on behalf of the people of Israel, Moses went down from the mountain. Now listen what he did. He went down from the mountain where he had been with God, receiving two tablets of testimony. You know what he received. Remember we talked about that in Exodus chapter 20, where he received the commandments? He had two of them, and they were written on both sides. The tablets were the work of God and was the writing of God. God wrote them himself on the tablets. Now Joshua heard the noise, and he went to Moses, and he shouted out, there's noise of war in the camp. When Moses came near the camp, he saw the calf and the dancing. Now, remember, God was angry, and Moses pleaded for them. Now, Moses is angry, and he had great anger. He was furious, raging, enraged. He was violently angry, so much so that he threw what God had written on the tablet. He threw them out of his hand, and he broke them. Now, that's a fierce anger. Have you ever been so angry with someone? You broke or threw something that was valuable? After Moses saw his sinful ways against God, Moses posed the question, who is on the Lord's side? So I'm asking each one of us on Wednesday midweek Bible study, who of us is on the Lord's side? Who is on the Lord's side? Come with him. Consecrate yourself. Consecrate means to devote yourself. Hey, are we still devoted to God? He's devoted to us. He won't leave us. We got to be devoted to God. We got to commit to God. Commit ourselves. Turn from our wicked ways and commit ourselves to God. Blessings for those who are on the Lord's side. Moses pleaded for Israel. Do you plead on behalf of anybody? When you go down the street or you see in church the youth, do you criticize them or do you plead in their cause? Plead my cause, O God. Are you pleading the cause of the youth? Are you pleading the cause of the stiff-necked, perverse generation? Are you pleading the cause of your family, your friends, your neighbors? Are you pleading the cause? Moses told them they sinned greatly against God, the one who set them free. Now they're sinning against him. You know, we all forget. We forget sometimes how good God is to us. We forget when that big truck crossed in front of us. It swerved away from us. It was coming straight at us, but it swerved and went the other way. We forget when we, you know, were on the hospital bed and we were almost on death's door, and the Lord said, no, not yet. It's not your time. You can't leave the earth realm. I ain't through with you yet. We forget sometimes, you know, when we are going through trials, we are going through tribulation, and the Lord set us free. Do not sin. Do we sin against God? Think about it. Do we sin against God? God hates these things. Have we sinned against God lately? You know, sometimes we do it unknowingly. God said, who can know his errors? We don't know all of our errors. So we have to repent. God, in case I erred against you, in case I committed abominations or you know, idolatry, worshiping other gods, forgive me, Lord. So this says the six things that God hates. You know, these y'all Bible scholars on here, you know. He said he hates arrogant people, arrogance, pride. He said he hates a lying tongue. Do you sometimes say, oh, Lord, he going to forgive me? Uh-uh, you got to repent. Hands that kill innocent people. Bad about your children. They your children. I talk bad about it. Lord, forgive me. We got to repent. A mind that devises wicked plans. Yeah, you know, sometimes our mind can say, oh, yeah, I'm going to get that sister. I'm going to get that brother. You know they did such and such to me. I'm going to get them. And so you devise a wicked plan. You say, well, when I see him, I ain't going to talk to him at the church. I'm going to pretend I didn't even see him. I'm going to go the other way. Oh, yeah, I'm going to turn the other sisters against me, the other brothers against me. You know, don't devise wicked plans. You know, sometimes we're not even aware of what we're doing. And we go like, yeah, oh, my God. God created them, too. They may have come against you, but guess what? God created them. Don't you remember Saul? Saul was killing Christians, but God used him mightily. So don't you kill somebody in the church who came against you. God can use them mightily. We're having sex in the church, but he killed them. But he spared many people who did sin. The next one says, a dishonest witness. it's written for them people out there. Little is written for them in the Word. Most of it's written for us, the stiff-necked generation. All right, the last one says, a person who spreads conflict among their relatives. You ever had relatives say, oh, yeah, you heard her, you heard him? Uh-uh. They tell a lie about you. And you say, I didn't say that. And the other relatives believe them. They were convincing. No. So we can't do those abominations against God. So we're going to pray in a minute, and we're going to repent before God for a stiff-necked generation that we are not that. What stiff-neckedness? Stubborn. Prideful. You say, huh, who they think they are talking about me like that? Opinionated. Oh, now you know I'm very opinionated. I have to ask God to forgive me, Lord. Let me not form opinions against people. God told me one time, he said, Caritha, do you know you misunderstand people most of the time? Said, oh, my God, I thought that they meant this. I thought they meant harm against me. You misunderstand people, Caritha. I said, oh, Lord. Opinionated, obstinate, arrogant, assuming. The Bible said presumptuous sins. Superior, bullheaded, authoritarian. Authoritarian, I'm sorry. Inflexible and disobedient. So, Lord, we pray that you will forgive us for being stiff-necked. Sometimes we don't even know we're stiff-necked. We're so stubborn. Forgive us. Lord, I'm the chief of sinners. Forgive me, Lord God, for being stubborn, prideful, opinionated, obstinate, arrogant, assuming, being presumptuous, superior, bullheaded, authoritarian, inflexible, and disobedient. Forgive us, Lord. Every time we sin against you knowingly and unknowingly, forgive us, oh God. We're crying out to you even for our family. Any people in our families, in our church family, they're stubborn, stiff-necked. Forgive us, prideful. Any way that they are or we have sinned against you, forgive us, Lord. You know, somebody say something to us and they try to correct us, and we, oh, what you mean? I'm pastor, I'm son, I'm a pastor. Who do you mean you're correcting me? Oh, no, that's a stiff neck. Sister so-and-so, don't you know I work in the church? That's a stiff neck. Children can correct us. Be humble before God. So, Father, help us to be humble. Help us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for giving us another chance, removing stiff neck from us, oh, God. We repent. And we ask you to forgive us in the name of Jesus. In a few minutes, I'm going to ask Sister Lanny to give us a song, a worship song, so we can, now that we repented, that we can worship God. And then after her, I'm going to ask Sister Vivian if she'll call in the presence of God. You know, ask the Lord to help us find favor in his sight. Call in his presence, the presence of God. You heard that song? The presence of the Lord is here. I can feel it in the atmosphere. So we need the presence of God. So, Sister Lanny, I'm going to unmute all the phones, and I'm going to ask her to bring us into worship, of our God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who, you know, removed the stiff neck from us, the one who points out, you know, he don't condemn us, but he'll tell us, hey, you better watch what you're doing. Watch what you're thinking. Watch where you're going. He knows about us. So we may as well just admit and say, Lord, it's me. It's me, oh, Lord. I'm the one who's guilty of all these things. So, Sister Lanny, it's on you.
Lord, oh, Lord. You are my secret place. You are my dwelling, my cover, my refuge, my fortress. I'm under your shadow. Whom shall I fear, Lord God? Whom shall I be afraid? Will you, Lord, hold me, Jesus?
over me, Lord. Oh, God. You are my habitation. You are my armor, my shield, my keeper, my rock, and my strong tower. Shall I be? A fool, shall I be afraid? With you, Lord, over me, Jesus, I love you, Lord. I praise you right now, God. Oh, God, Lord, over me, Lord. You are my transformer. You are my comfort, forgiver, my healer, deliverer, my salvation. Whom shall I fear, God? A fool shall I be, pray, cause it's you, Lord, who Lord over me, Jesus. Oh, God, precious Lord, Lord over me, Lord, our love is up. You are my present help. You are my strength, my hope, my help, my peace, and all my trust, God. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? Of you, Lord, over me, Jesus. Nobody but you, God. You, Lord, over me, Jesus. Refine me with your fire. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, refine my desire. Refine me with your Holy Ghost power.
Moses was praying, and he asked God's presence. And he said, God said, now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in your sight. That's what we need, grace and favor in God's sight. Show us thy way and make known that we may find grace in your sight and consider that this nation of people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give you rest. So that's what I'm asking Sister Vivian to pray, God's presence, and to give us rest, because we need God's presence in this hour. All right, Sister Vivian, go ahead.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God. Oh, God. Angel of your presence. Hallelujah. 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 Angel of your presence. Oh, step in today, God. Oh, Father. Oh, great high priest. Oh, high priest, we are calling upon you to surround us. Oh, gracious God, with that arm, oh God, hallelujah, oh, that arm of protection, oh God, oh, Bama Gilead, oh God, let that balm of Gilead, oh God, anointing, oh God, fall in today, anoint us with your Holy Spirit, bright and morning star, God, you're so bright, you're so awesome, bright and morning star, God. God, we are calling upon you today, God. Oh, because we need you. We need you. Oh, call you the author of our salvation. Without you, God, we are nothing. Oh, we're calling upon the author of our salvation today. Oh, God. Oh, God, we would be lost without you. Oh, so, Father God, we're calling upon you, who is the good shepherd. Oh, Father, you shepherds over us. You watches over us daily, God. Oh, good shepherd, good shepherd. Oh, we are calling upon you, Lord God. Oh, be a consuming fire. Be a consuming fire right now. Purge out, move out, oh, God, anything that shouldn't be, oh, God. Oh, consuming fire, burn up the shaft, oh, God. Oh, consuming fire. Oh, we say consume us anything, oh, God. God, that's not right. Oh, God, you are faithful to us. You are faithful to do that which we have asked, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You are glorious. Be our comforter, God, when we need comforting, oh, God. Oh, God, comforter us, oh, God. You told us to call out the comforter, oh, Father God. You are our comforter. No one can do it like you, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you the God of truth. And, God, your word is truth, God. And we know we can stand up on it, God. Oh, God, we call upon the God of truth today. Oh, Father, you told us we can call you Abba in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, Father God, you the head over everything, God. Oh, Father God, oh, Father God, have dominion. Have dominion, God. Oh, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because you the hope of the glory. Oh, praise God, you the hope of glory. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh, God, for your goodness, your mercy, your love. Your love surround us. Your love surround us, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we are surrounded in it, God. Hallelujah. Praise God, because your love will not fail us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you're the Lion of Judah. Come on, Lion of Judah. Oh, praise you, oh, God. Oh, Father God, you're our Redeemer. You redeemed us from some stuff, oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Come, great Redeemer. We call upon you, Lord God. Oh, God. Oh, Father. Oh, we thank you for Jesus, who is the mediator between him and God. Oh, thank you that you plead not case. Hallelujah. Praise God. You just said it, plead not case, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for your son. Oh, most holy one of Israel. Oh, our helper. Oh, in the time of need. God, you said, oh, God, you will step in, God, and you will help us, and it'll be bright early. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, for the great shepherd and the helper. oh God. Oh God, you'll be a refuge for us, oh God. You'll hide us in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. Be our refuge today, God. Oh God, you fight for us. You go before us. You fight us for us, oh God. Oh God, oh God, you are sung in the night, God. Oh, praise God. Oh God, oh Father God, you restore us, oh God. Lord God, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for what, oh God, we can just find that rest in you, Lord God, that rest and that peace, oh God, that no one can give but you, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank God for the prayer of the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is here. We can feel it in the atmosphere. I thank God for each of us.
Amen.
The
presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I can feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much. I love that song. Hallelujah. The first time I heard it, it was an 8-year-old child singing that song. The presence of the Lord is here. I said, sing that again. So I thank the Lord. Well, it's homework time. Get your Bibles ready. Get your homework ready. Let's summarize the chapter. Summarize. Chapters 32 and 33 of Exodus. We have Sister Marion first. She has Exodus chapter 32, 1 through 8. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. All right.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yes, chapter 32, the people saw that Aaron was delayed in coming back from the mount. The people gathered together and went unto Aaron and said that they needed a God to worship because they didn't know when or where Moses was and when he was coming back. And Aaron told them to bring all their golden earrings from their children's ears, from their wives, their sons, and their daughters, to bring them unto him. And all the people, they break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. He received them at the hand and fashioned it with a graving tool, after which he made a molten calf. And they said that they would, these molten calves would be their gods, O Israel, that brought them up out of Egypt. They were going to worship the molten calf as their god. And Aaron saw it. When Aaron saw it, he built an altar and made a proclamation and said that tomorrow they would have a feast. They rose up early in the morning, offered up burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. And the Lord saw what was going on down there. He told Moses to go back down, for the people have brought out, the people that he brought out of Israel have corrupted themselves. They have turned so quickly away from the way which he had commanded them to go. And they have made a molten calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed themselves unto it and said that these molten calves will be their gods of Israel, which have brought them out of Egypt. They were worshiping the molten calf and giving the molten calf the credit for bringing them out of Egypt. They had forgot and refused to worship the Lord their God who brought them out of Egypt. That was 1 through 8.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Miriam. Next, we have Sister Lanny. She has Exodus 32, 9 through 17.
Good evening again. Sister G has done an excellent job in her teaching and her lesson with most of from 32, 9 through 17. Just going to see if I can touch one or two things that can add to the story of the explanation of what's going on in these verses. When God called the people a stiff-necked people, stiff-necked is a reference to stubborn, self-willed. Obstinate is a word In music, there's something called an ostinata. It means a stubborn pattern that repeats itself over and over again. It won't give. It just keeps saying over and over again the same thing. And that's what God said. It was stiff-necked people. They refused to follow instructions. Like a rider puts the bite in the horse's mouth, and the horse is stiff-necked and refused to turn. That's what God was saying. God was saying, I recognize who they are. These were his people, and he knew that nature was in them. That's really interesting, and he still loved them. In verse 10, Moses was talking to God, and he said, because they're stiff-necked, he said, I'm going to let my anger wax cold, wax hot against them. Then I'm going to make you a great nation. In other words, I love Sister G's analogy that God told Moses that, listen, I can just use you to start building all over again because you're still willing to obey me. But because, and the question come to mind when you get to verse 11, and Moses began talking to the Lord's plead in the case for the children of Israel, and he said to the Father, have you forgotten what you've already done for them before the world should see how powerful you are, how mighty you are? The might of God suggests the strength of God, like a man walk in a room and you see his muscles riveting. You can say he's strong, but you can say he's mighty when he picks up something. God has proven his strength to the world. For the people who are watching, particularly people coming out of Egypt, God had proven himself that he was able to deliver his people, his children, his chosen people. In verse 12, Moses, part of his plea was that the Egyptians would begin to say, you meant to destroy them the whole time. You didn't really love them. That's what he was implying, that the people would say, if you destroy them now, what an expression we use sometimes in church when the music goes wrong, we'll say that was not a good look. It looked bad. It looked like we weren't together. We weren't on the same page. Moses was saying to God, it will not be a good look before the world for you to destroy them. And then part of his plea came to verse 13, where he talked about, and he was reminding God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that the promise that he had made. And the concept is that we know that whatever God's promised, he's able to deliver. And not only is he able to deliver, he must deliver, because he said that his truth, I heard somebody say it today, is his shield and buckler. God can only do what he will always do what he promised. We can depend on what he said. We can't depend on ourselves. That's why we lean and depend on him. Abraham and Isaac, in Genesis 12:17, where God had a first discussion with Abraham, talking about what he wanted to do, giving them land and giving them descendants, giving them inheritance, and that the families would be a blessing. It comes through Genesis 12:17, Genesis 15:5-6, and, of course, Exodus 20, where Moses is saying, God, you made these promises to the people. You said you're going to do that. You did it for their ancestry line. That's a generational thing that you need to honor that, God, because you always keep your promise. And then we get to verse 14. That's very powerful. It says, and the Lord repented of this evil which he thought to do unto his people. And I thought about the scripture. Sister G helped us with that again today. If we are the interceding remnant for the kingdom of God in this age, and I thought about 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, and turn, what we're doing, we're standing in the gap for those that pray the prayer that Sister G prayed. And the lesson that I see in this part, you ask the question, who was teaching who? Moses wasn't teaching God who he is and what he said and what he will do. God was using that situation to help Moses, to teach Moses how to be the kind of leader he needs in the day, that we will lay down our lives for the work of the ministry. We won't ask for self-elevation. We're looking to do the work of the kingdom of God. There's a scripture I want to, let me see. Well, we know that Moses was carrying the two tables, and down to the verse 17, and when Jacob heard the noise of the people that shouted, Joshua, I'm sorry. Joshua was associate minister with Aaron and Moses. And Joshua did not hear what God said to Moses. He waited in the middle of the hills for Moses. So neither of them really knew what the people had actually done, even though God had given Moses a heads up that something was that people were doing something they shouldn't have been doing. And of course, there's a reference verse, Psalms 115, verse 1 and 2 says, "Now unto us, O Lord, not unto us." Let me say that again. "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore shall the heathen say, where is their God?" To me, that's a remnant of what Moses was saying to God. God was teaching Moses how to be an intercessor. And I love the verse in Psalms 115, 16. "The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord, but the earth has he given to the children of men." That's powerful to me because God says, "I have a reign in heaven. And when things happen in the earth, I need a body because I'm a God of order. And I am spirit. I've given you, even you're in the earth, but you're not of the earth. So even though you're in the earth, you got to do the work of the kingdom. I put the work in your spirit, in your mind, in your heart, and I put it in your hands to do. The earth has to be given to the children of men. In the earth, we have authority. That authority we just prayed for. That authority we just praised and gave God glory for. We can open our mouths and be intercessors now. Now is the time." Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Now we have Sister Mary Nichols, Exodus 32:18-25.
Yes. All right. And thank you. The summary before, I love this, and they just explained so much to me. I appreciate it. And in fact, one statement that struck me from Sister Lanny's presentation, that in verse 17, there is the sound of war in the camp. And I was thinking that, oh, the sound of war. Yes, but the war was in the hearts and the minds of the people. They were wanting to do what they wanted to do, and they were willing to change everything in order to do what they wanted to do. So I'm looking at verses 18 to 25. It is not the sound of victory. It is not the sound of defeat. It is the sound of singing that I hear. I often laugh because that is just so cool. Oh, no, it's not the sound of victory. It's not the sound of defeat. It's the sound of singing. So I could just imagine what people were doing. When Moses approached the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, his anger burned so hot with him that he actually lost control of himself and just threw the tablet, the word of God that the God had already written with his own finger. And so I thought this whole section, when people are saying, oh, yes, this is a stiff-necked people, when God says this is a stiff-necked people, I think that the verses 18 to 25 actually gives a human example of what it means to be stiff-necked. Then they made the calf by Aaron accepting the gold from the people, ears and the people. But interestingly enough, Aaron gives a real good example of stiff-neckedness because he caused the Lord to have to punish Aaron. I assume he was included in all of this. Punish Aaron and the people because they had actually violated what the Lord had basically called them to do and to be. And so there was punishment that came about while the Lord was deciding what he would do with the people. And in fact, he ground up the golden calf, scattered it around over the water, and then made the Israelites drink it. So they actually had to drink what they had done. They had to receive the, I don't want to call it the benefit, but they had to actually receive into themselves the understanding of what they had done. So it was kind of like drinking gold medicine. Then Aaron, who's the example of stiff-neckedness, said, what did these, no, Moses asked Aaron, what did the people do to you that led you into such great sin? So Aaron, who had a responsibility, the people had basically been left in his charge. Moses questioned, oh my goodness, because humans surprise us by their stiff neckness. And so he said, what did the people do to you that led them into such great sin? And now here comes the next stage of stiff neckness in here. Aaron, he tried to smooth it over. Do not be angry, my Lord. You know how prone these people are to evil. He was not including himself in that statement. So this is the section of excuses by Aaron, excuses, and placing the blame on the people, but not including himself in that. And it's always the funniest statement. I just told them to give me their gold jewelry and just take it off and give it to me. But this part, then they gave me the gold, and I threw it into the fire, and lo and behold, the magic became a calf. So liars are examples of stiff-necked people. Aaron was a liar. Moses saw that the people were running wild and that Aaron had let them get out of control and so become a laughingstock to their enemies. So now comes the punishment. So Moses stood at the entrance of the camp and said, whoever is for the Lord, come to me. And all the Levites rallied to him. So the big punishment is coming. The little punishment of having to drink the gold, that was, temporary, small, considering what is coming along. But this section is just an example. Human action of being stiff-necked. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Sister Mary. All right, we have Jasmine. Next, she has Exodus 32:26-35. ahead, Dad.
All right. Okay. These verses start with Moses standing at the gate, and he asks who's on the Lord's side and told them to come to him. All the sons of Levi came towards him, and Moses told them that the Lord wanted them to slay the people. The children of Levi did the will of the Lord and slew 3,000 men, and Moses had told them to consecrate themselves to the Lord so that he may give them a blessing on that day. The next day, Moses told the people that they sinned a great sin and that he'd go up to the Lord to make atonement. And Moses pleaded with the Lord to forgive their sin, and if he wouldn't, to blot him out of the book that the Lord had written. The Lord said only whoever sinned against him would be blotted out of his book. And the Lord told Moses to go to the place that he spoke with him about, and that he'd send an angel before them. The Lord told Moses that when he visits, he'd visit their sin upon them, and he plagued the people because of the calf that they had Aaron make for them in order to worship. And those are my verses. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Jess. We appreciate it. Don't you guys stay on. We're going to do something really, really, really. I need everybody's participation in a few minutes after we do the summary. We got Brother Brian here, Exodus 33, 1 through 7. Go right ahead.
All right, Sister G. So with verses 1 through 7, the Lord told Moses to gather the people that he's going to, that Moses is going to lead them into the promised land. And the Lord is going to send an angel to fight for them on their behalf, to fight the Canaanites, the Jebusites, the Perizzites, and all of the other ites. But the Lord said that he will not go up with them. And when the people of Israel heard this, when all the children heard, they mourned and they cried because the Lord did not go with them at all because of the words that he said. And the Lord said, and I somewhat quote, that, you know, he's not going up with them because they are a stiff-necked people. They're disobedient. They're misbehaving. And quite frankly, they're just stuck. And so what happened was, so Moses had pitched the tent, head down to around verse 7. And anyone who wanted to come to the tabernacle, the congregation, they were allowed to come. And that's really my summary.
All right, great summary. Thank you so much. All right, next we have Sister Vivian. She has Exodus 33, 8 through 15.
Praise God. We are speaking of the tent, the tabernacle. And the Hebrew word used here is ohel, which means tent. The tent means ohel, O-H-E-L. And it should have been translated according. The Hebrew word for tabernacle is mishkan, M-I-S-K-A-N, which was not used here. Moses moved his own tent outside the camp because the main tabernacle had not yet been built. So, that was verse number 7. And in 8, it talks about when Moses went out of the tabernacle, which was called the tent, what we just named, and the Lord was telling Moses to take his tent outside the camp. It was really an act of grace. Had it remained in the camp, judgment may very well have fallen on the people. So, when it came to pass, a cloud of pillar descended, and the cloud of pillar denoted the presence of God. So the presence of God was there with them, praise God, and all the people saw that pillar. And but yet the worship will prove to be somewhat shallow, but more out of fear than anything else, praise God. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man and like his friend, because God is a friend to us, praise God. And Joshua would one day take the place of Moses like he did, even though it would be many years into the future. So we're saying when we ask God for something, We don't know when God's going to do it. Just like he spoke to Joshua and told him he was going to take the place, God is speaking to us today, letting us know, praise God, that whatever you ask me for, if you ask in my name, and if it's according to God's will, God's going to do it. We don't have to wrestle God. We just got to believe and have faith. But serving Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man departed out of the tabernacle. Where did I have to go to what? I had to go to verse what? Okay,
you can stop now. It's okay.
Okay. Because the rest goes into the glory of God.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Thank you all for the summary. We appreciate it. You know, we got to read and study. You know, it's just like if you go into a university and you study math, you're going to learn all you can about math, hopefully. And so we in the University of God, we're going to study his word and learn all we can. So that's what we're doing every day, reading the word of God. That's what he wants us to read, study, and obey. So now we're going to switch gears. And this is part of scripture search. I want everyone to find Proverbs chapter 12. And verse 1. Everybody go to chapter 12 and verse 1. When you find it, state your name and say, I have it.
Lanny, I have it.
Mary, I have it. Marion, I have it.
What was it again, Sister G?
Thank
it was.
Brian, I'm sorry, it was, I was looking at your name written down here, but it was Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. Someone else,
okay.
Was it you, Jasmine,
sure.
So you have it?
So I
yes.
have it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Esther.
All right,
Esther,
someone else?
I have it.
Esther. Okay. Okay, good. All right. So that's pretty much everyone. So here's what we're going to do for scripture search today. We're going to pray the word. So I'm going to start the prayer. And then I'm going to give another scripture for everybody to turn to, and then we're going to pray that one. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word says in Proverbs 12:1, whosoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but whoever hates reproof or corruption is brutish. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that we will fall in love with instruction. And that we would not hate knowledge, but we would learn to follow instructions that you give us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to learn to listen and follow instructions that we receive from your word, oh God. Your word says in 2 Timothy 2, 15, study to show yourself approved. So we love instruction. And, Father, we do not like to be reproved because you hate it. We don't want you to keep correcting us when we know what is right. So, Father, we don't want to be foolish, and we thank you for putting your word in us for us to study. Give us a hunger and a thirst for instruction and knowledge of your word. Amen. All right, next scripture. We're going to do about two or three more. Next scripture, Proverbs 18:21. Once you get it, say, I have it, please. 18:21.
Mary, I have it.
Brian,
I have it.
All right. All right, go ahead. Proverbs 18:21. About two, three
That's
more people didn't tell me they had it yet. Okay.
I have it.
And you
Vivian.
Are?
Vivian.
Vivian, okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay, I think everybody said they have it now. Oh, Jasmine, you have it, Jasmine?
I have it.
Okay, good. All right. So I'm going to ask Sister Mary if you'll say a short prayer for all of us concerning Proverbs 18:21.
Heavenly Father, we just praise you and thank Proverbs 18:21. We are always, Lord, seeking life from you. But this proverb says that the power of death, which cancels life, is in the tongue. So our tongues are very important. You created the tongue, the Lord. We have to be mindful that the power of death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So, Lord, we're just asking you to help us to appreciate the power that is in the tongue, and so that we, loving the understanding of that power, is that it is the fruit of our lives in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Annette, this is the last scripture we're going to do. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1.
Vivian, I have it.
Esther, I have it.
Mary, I have it.
Lanny, I have it.
Jasmine, I have it.
All right, we're waiting on Sister Marion. You have it, Sister Mary? Sister Marion, you there?
Yes, I have it.
Okay. Would you pray that scripture, Sister Marion?
Okay. It said, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Heavenly Father, I pray that only speak soft words, not words of anger, not curse words, not words that will stir up trouble, but let us preach peace in the name of Jesus with our mouth. Don't let any anger lead to wrath from us. Whatever situation we come upon, Lord God, let us give a soft response, not a response in anger. Don't let anger build up in us right now, Lord God. I pray that you cover us where we don't speak any anger. Bridle our tongues so we'll speak no evil or no gal. Right now, Lord God, I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. All right. I thank God for each of you all today. That's what we got to do. Sometimes, you know, we don't feel like, or we don't know what to pray. So you can open the word and say, Lord, what would you have me to pray today? So ask God for a scripture or a chapter and read the word. All right. So I'm going to pray today for each one of you. I hear that little one. I love it. I love the sound of little ones. It's so sweet.
I'm
new
so
life. New life. We thank God. Huh?
I'm sorry. Right. I forgot to put it back on mute.
No problem. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful, oh God, that we could call on your mighty name, your holy name, your righteous name, your faithful name. And Father, today I lift up your daughter, Sister Esther. Oh God, we thank you for the testimony that she gave about how you set her free. You healed her from cancer in her body in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that you are the author and finisher of our faith. We ask you to comfort her family in the loss of her brother-in-law who passed away yesterday, Lord God. We thank you for comforting his wife, his children, all of his relatives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just honor your presence in Esther and her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for what you're doing for her family in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up Sister Miriam, a mighty woman of God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for healing her spine. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing in her life. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the life that you have given her. I lift up her children before you, Father, and I thank you for what you're doing. Everything she's concerned about concerns you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you that she will not be overwhelmed by life. In the name of Jesus, she will come to you, oh God, and say, Father, I need help with this. I need help with the other. And you are the one who hears and answers prayers. In the name of Jesus, protect her, Father, as she come in, as she go out. Father, I thank you for Jasmine, your daughter, this mighty young woman of God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for her wisdom that you have given her to make wise choices. I thank you, Lord God. You said, Jasmine, I know the plans I have for you. They are good plans and not evil to give you a great future and a great hope. I thank you that Jasmine's scripture is, let not this book of the law depart from your mouth, Jasmine. Meditate on the word of God morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it. And Jasmine, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. So protect her as she come in, as she go out. Lord, I thank you for Vivian, your precious daughter. You said to whom much is given, much is required. She has much to do, Lord God. I ask you to bless her children in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for protection, guidance, and direction for her children. And, Lord, even as she is on the radio doing a broadcast on Sunday night, I ask you to increase, oh, God, increase her with more word, more knowledge, oh, God. And even the people who come on, let them be blessed by the word that she brings forth from you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Pastor Sister Lanny, Minister Lanny, your daughter. She's a mighty woman of God who's called, chosen by you, our God, as we all are. And, Lord, I thank you for the music that you download in her, even as she sleeps. I thank you for her hands as they go forth on the keyboard, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, the melodies that come forth for healing others, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the healing. Oh, God, music that you're giving her to play, like David when he played to calm Saul, in the name of Jesus. Walk with Sister Lanny and talk with her. Be a lamp and a light to her pathway. Everything she's concerned about, even a particular family member that she's concerned about right now, we lift up that family member before you, and we thank you that all is well in Jesus' name. And, Father, remove any swelling from her body, her feet, her ankles, knee problems, heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Brother Brian, your servant, a man of God, a young, mighty man of God, in the name of Jesus, who have a birthday on the 24th of this month. And I thank you, Lord God, for his wisdom, the wisdom that you have downloaded in him. I thank you for the podcast that he brings forth, and he speaks the word of God. Increase his knowledge, his wisdom, his understanding of you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless his family far and near. In the name of Jesus, and Father, protect him as he come in, as he go out. I thank you for Michelin, Lord, the mother of baby Chloe, baby, and her sister, her daughter, Zoe. Oh, God, as she go to school, I thank you, oh, God, for protecting her from the virus, oh, God. I thank you for all that you're doing for Michelin, as she has much to do daily, Lord. I thank you for her husband. her children, her father, mother. Bless her father, heal his body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Keep her mother healthy and well, getting plenty of rest, oh God, because she has much to do, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your daughter, Sister Mary Nichols, our sister in the Lord. I thank you for everything that you've done in her, even as she's preparing to speak, oh God, later this month on Wednesday midweek Bible study concerning nutrition and what we should eat and what we should not eat and how our bodies receive nutrients in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for her prayer line where she prays for the school board, the children, and the teachers and faculty and staff on Sunday night. I ask you to continually walk with her, talk with her, download in her the word in the name of Jesus that you wanted to bring forth. So, God, even on the prayer line, Lord God, I thank you for increase of prayer intercessors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her husband, oh God, and her family, in the name of Jesus, particularly her oldest daughter. Give her more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding. And so, Father, we thank you for your presence today. Your presence was mighty in us, mighty on the radio, mighty, Lord God. So we just bless you and we honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to give a quick testimony. There was my neighbor texted me to pray for her family, and I said, yes, I pray for your family every day. So I do. I pray for my neighbors in this neighborhood every day. And so she said, no, her daughter. So I called her, and I said, what's going on with your daughter? And she said she contacted the virus. And so I said, okay, I'll pray for her. I prayed with her, and then I said, now listen, can you or one of your children come over and get this product? So I gave her some echinacea tea, and I gave her some vitamin C, and I told her that was last Friday. And I said, please give this to your daughter, you know, every day, about three cups a day, maybe throughout the day, and then give her the vitamin C about 3 to 5 of these capsules, 1,000 milligrams a day. So she did. She called me on Monday, and she said, Sister G, we went back, got the test, and my daughter is clear of the virus. So she said, thank you so much for the product. I said, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. He's good. So each of you, you know, the echinacea, lemon, you can take echinacea tea. Vitamin C is important. Please don't get it from Walmart and Walgreens. That's synthetic. Get real vitamins from a health food store. Try to take at least 2,000 a day. If you get the cola or something, take even more every day. So, and we already know, watch your meds, because, see, getting the shot does not build your immune system. So you need your immune system built by eating healthy, by taking, you know, the green herbs that God gave. That's what he said. I gave you green herbs for your meat, so for our healing. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray your word, which says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, give us ears to hear what your spirit is saying to us to keep our immune system built up, to keep sugar, which break down our immune system, make us unhealthy, out of our diet, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, anybody want to say anything quickly before we go out? If you want to say something, make it 1 minute and let other people speak as well. I love y'all so much. Go ahead. State your name. And
thank
you,
Sister G, for all that you do and bring into our lives.
And your name? Your name? State your name.
Mary Nichols.
All right. Thank you. Next.
Minister G, you said that was lemon, echinacea, and what, and vitamin C, right?
Your name is? Your name
yes,
is?
Ma'am. Oh, I thought I said my name. I'm sorry, Vivian.
All right, so I'm going to text it to you. The product
I haven't written down. I was just making sure.
Okay.
I haven't written. I wrote it down the other day. Mm-hmm. But I have okay. all of that.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
right. Anybody else?
Just thank you for this fellowship. It's causing me to grow and be strengthened. And I so godly appreciate Sister G and all of my partners in ministry on this line. God bless you. You help me.
Amen. All right, anybody else?
This is Sister Marion. I just want to thank you, Sister G, and all other ladies and Brian. You guys have really inspired me to increase my study in the Word. And I pray for all of you guys. And I just thank you guys.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We need prayer. I know I do every day. Anybody else? All right. We're going to close
Sister G. Sister G, this is Sister Vivian again. What about Ginger with that also?
I'm going to text that to you and get off, but it is ginger root and lemon, also throat tea, vitamin C, real vitamin C, not synthetic kind. Take about 2,000 a day. If you got a cold or something, about 5,000 a day, just go right through you. You can eat citrus fruit, pineapple, oranges, tangerine, you know, citrus fruit, no sugar.
Yes,
there's some other products also. So you can call me and I'll tell you what they are. It's a natural antibiotic that you can take as well. So, you know, when you start that coughing and sneezing, start taking increasing vitamin C. Start coughing, sneezing, take about 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C in the morning, but do not take it on an empty stomach. Take 5,000 more in the evening. Especially when you're around a lot of people. Keep your immune system built up. Drink hot tea. You know, cold tea is good, but you got to get some hot stuff in your system. Anything else? Anybody else? Say your name. All right. I love each of you. Happy Love Day is coming up. Love Day coming up next Monday. So happy Love Day to each of you. I love you all so much. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled month. Praise God like you never have before. Amen. Love y'all.
Love
y'all.
You too. Amen.